also got plans of stopping in down at the Wing, down at Marble Mountain, or down at Da Nang, which is headquarters, 1st Marine Air Wing. Whenever I go down to Da Nang tomorrow, or the next day, I'm going to stop in and see Billy Connors, who you probably well remember. He's kin to Jake Lamb and is a real good friend of Charles Allen. He now has a job down at Da Nang. He's a civil affairs officer for the Wing, and I think he's quite a whatever you call it, a person that gets around, and he knows a lot of people, so I'm going to stop down there and see what he can do about getting me a job down there, a desk job down there for the remainder of my tour here. I don't know how it'll come out, but I thought it'd be worth the time to stop by there and see him. I did know him pretty well while I was at Ellison, and I met him a couple of times at a couple of other places. I met him up at Quang Tri when he was with one of the squadrons up at Quang Tri before he went to Da Nang to take over the civil affairs or the civic action program. I don't know if I did get a job down there. Probably wouldn't be in the civic action area, it'd probably be in some other area, but we'll just have to wait and see on that too. Next time I won't tell you until I've got the job and I'm working at it. I've had it for a month or so, and then I'll let you know, and then maybe the word won't change by then. But that's just one more reason I'll be getting out of the green machine, I guess, when my time comes. I was real glad to hear that old Clyde was doing a little song leading there. I don't know about me doing the preaching and him doing the song leading when I get back home. Well, I guess we'll have to see. I did get to see Scott. Like he said, he caught me one day that I was down here from Quang Tri. I was just over in the Hooch. I was fixing to go back over to the squadron and go back up to Quang Tri. I just come down for a couple of hours. He just happened to catch me here in the Hooch while I was here. I did enjoy the short visit that we had, and he told me about his re-upping, or his extension over here for 6 months. I wasn't too happy with his decision, but I guess he has a lot better job than what I have. I couldn't see myself extending over here for 6 months, but I guess his job is a lot safer, and he doesn't mind it that much. I did see some of his reasoning. He wants to save a lot of money, and this is a place you can save a lot of money like that. And if he did go on back right now, well, he would miss all the kids because they'd all be in school. And by the time he extends, he can get out of the Army early from what he was supposed to get out. So it does have its advantages. And I guess he doesn't mind it that bad. I knew about Monty Stokes. I got a letter from Donna back in January, I guess it was, or the early part of February, and she said that he had a high-frequency deafness or something with his ears, and that the Army wouldn't accept him. She said he was pretty upset that he couldn't get into the military. Old Fubai is just about the same as always. I've been here about 24 hours now, and sure enough, I've got the Fubai. You know, that disease or that sickness where you have to run out to the head about every 5 or 10 minutes? Well, it's hit me again. I ain't been here about 24 hours. I don't know what it is about Fubai. It happens quite often. The operation out in the Ashaw Valley has come to a close, or they're trying to bring it to a close. They're having a hard time getting everybody out of there. Every time a chopper goes in there to pull people out, they start taking mortars and rockets. They're trying to get everybody out, and I guess they probably will here pretty quick. The name of that operation was Dewey Canyon. It was a big success, and I think there's rumors that they may leave a few people down in there up on one of the top of the hills. But to keep an eye on that big highway that runs through there coming out of Laos into South Vietnam. It's called Highway 922, and it's actually a freeway after it gets over into Laos, but it is just a regular road. It's about the same as Highway 1 that runs all the way from north to south through South Vietnam here. It's a real heavily used road over there that NVA been using now for about a year. Old Dennis is doing pretty good. He's at Jacksonville, North Carolina. And if you got a pencil and a piece of paper, I'll give you his address, and I'm sure he'd like to hear. He is out there flying the Huey again. He's back in it's a VMO-1 out there. And he's waiting to transition to the Cobra, which is a gunship that the Marine Corps has just purchased. And he says he'll probably be back over here in July or August. I tried to talk him out of transitioning into this other gunship, because if he hadn't, he probably wouldn't have had to come back over here. But I guess he didn't mind it over here as bad as I thought he did. His address is Beacham Apartments. That's Beacham Apartments. Apartment number 126. That's Jacksonville, North Carolina. And I'm not sure on the zip code, but I'm sure he'll get it if you just go ahead and send it to Jacksonville, North Carolina. I guess old Billy's doing pretty good. I haven't heard from him in a couple of weeks. The last letter I got, he was pretty pessimistic. I guess he's been getting shot at quite a bit. I'd hate to be down there where he's at. Yeah, there are quite a few gooners running around down there. And start going up one of those rivers. It's only about 25 or 30 yards wide, and one of those boats, and they start opening up on you with right off the bank. I guess it does get pretty exciting sometimes. But he sounded pretty good, even though he was having it pretty rough. I guess you haven't decided on a camper trailer yet. Don't want y'all making any snap decisions, but I guess for the price of some of those, you could make a pretty good down payment on a price on a piece of land or a house. I still haven't gotten a letter from David Lee and Carolyn. I've written them a couple of letters, but I guess they're just pretty busy up there and don't have time to write. I'd like to hear from old Reggie if you can get his address, or maybe you can send or give John Louise my address, and maybe he'll write. I'd like to hear how he's doing, how he likes it, and how they're treating him down there. You mentioned something about David Lee did have his commission. They've changed that program up down there since I went through it. And right now they're making you fly, and you even solo before they give you your commission. The reason being was that they were commissioning so many officers, and then they were starting them flying, and they didn't like it. They didn't like the flying, so they were DORing, and they had quite a high attrition rate. So I think they're cutting down on their attrition rate like this by taking them out and letting them fly and making them solo before they give them their commission. said, mentioned the Mormons, that you had been over to see the Mormons, and I'm glad that y'all are getting together over there and visiting with them. They seem like real nice people, and I guess old Sherry's finally gonna get married. I think Kay mentioned in one of her last letters that she was getting married in June. Dale should be home by then, I guess. I'm not sure when Dale gets home. He has a 12-month tour over here. And I'm not, I forget now when he left, but I think their plans are that he will be home in June for Sherry's wedding. We've got a new mama-san. We had to let our old mama-san go because I think she was about 4 or 5 months pregnant, and I think they usually let them go about then so they can go ahead and have the child. I don't know whether she'll ever come back to work here or not, but we have a new mama-san. She's a little bit younger. She's quite a go-getter. She works awful hard, but we have just one problem with her. She tries to talk all the guys into buying her cigarettes and chewing gum and stuff like that, and then she takes it out and sells it on the black market, and a package of cigarettes brings about $1 out on the black market. So we're getting a lot of new guys in the squadron, and one of them didn't know anything about this, so he went and bought her 2 cartons of cigarettes, and she never did go out the gate with them, but I'm not sure what she did with them, but they're investigating now. But she does work real hard. She keeps the place real clean. She polishes all of her shoes and does all of her washing. We've got not 9 people in here now, and she does all the washing and all the ironing. Well, looks like this tape's about to run out. I want all of you to know that I am thinking about you a lot, and I'll try to give you a call from Hawaii. And I love all of you very much and appreciate everything that you've done for me to make my tour pass by a lot faster and much more enjoyable than it would, I'm sure, without all of your help. So until you hear again, well, I'll sign off for now. Bye.